Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Wait, stop touching the dials. I know it's Christmas and all, but you don't get that.
That's his gift.
I'm It said, do adjust the recordings.
What? It said adjust the recordings?
Yeah.
Who said that?
The fucking robot.
Oh. I see what you're doing now. It said, do not adjust it.
Attempt to adjust.
Yeah. Ryan definitely attempted.
And he succeeded.
I succeeded.
Well, he went back and forth on it. It's like
he adjusted him.
Yes, he did. Congrats, Ryan. I guess Merry Christmas to you.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah. See, that's why that one needs to be up higher, because it's quiet. See, don't touch my knobs. Man.
Welcome back.
Do not touch. Adjust his knobs.
Take two on this one, I'm angrier.
I'm pissed. Screw this nog.
Yeah, the nog's kicking in.
I love pissed Peter.
Yeah. That's when you get a true pew pew fucking bitch out of him.
Wait,
yeah.
Is eggnog just horchata for white people?
I like
only horchata. If you had brandy.
Oh, I like that. You know what? I like that. Hey, welcome back. This is B Movies and Beyond.
It is. It's episode 260. Merry Christmas, pew pew bitch.
We got Piss Peter. We got Jolly Jeremy. We got Enormous Evan.
Oh, thanks.
In areas where you can't see. And you got
my tummy.
His heart.
It grew three times its size today.
That's right.
You need to get that checked.
I do.
And I'm Ryan.
Hey, hi everyone.
Ramblin' Ryan.
Rambunctious Ryan.
But we are all in the Christmas spirit. We all got our Christmas seltzers or
drinks. Oh God, I
drinks.
Don't want any more.
What do you got, Evan?
I have
cherry cobbler.
Cherry cordial.
Mm. Oh yeah, which we learned the last time that means chocolate.
I don't know
cherries.
If that's true. This is what I'm trying to figure out what it tastes like.
Oh, that's
you
what,
thought it was candles. So.
Well, I mean, Ryan said it smells like candles, and I'm like, yeah, that's what they do there. They say they bring in Christmas candles at Budweiser, and they say...
They taste like candle sweaters.
Candle sweater. That's even another idea. Like, but basically, Budweiser, they go and say, take this candle and make it into a drink. And they did it, and it tastes like crap.
Oh, you know what they should... That's a great idea. Shove a sweater in a candle holder with one yarn sticking out, and then melt all the wax around it, and then you can pull out a sweater.
I mean, you can just light a sweater on fire and blow it out.
I like that idea better.
Yeah, that's why it's on someone. It's a fun game.
Okay, so I have to defend cherry cordials. They're actually very good, but not as a seltzer.
The candy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, this is all just because it's a seltzer. I'm sorry, I don't like seltzers.
Oh, why did you take one to get in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, I got to support our try-to-be sponsor.
These are the things in at Hobby Lobby, right?
No, they're the things your mom drinks in the bathtub.
And there's Jeremy. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Yeah. I had those one-liners all night. Yes, we got a great Christmas episode where everyone's going to review Christmas movies.
What?
Just make it Christmas thing, guys. Come on.
That's a really hard thing for me to figure. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone can. We got some new trailers like Doctor Strange 2, and some stuff and junk in news. It's gonna be fantastic, guys.
Oh,
it's gonna be fantastic.
I gotta do a group chat with all of us in here for the
Don't send your pictures to the wrong place because we know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do we want to start this off, Peter?
Like this.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
No, Ryan. It's a Hanukkah movie.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Have you never seen Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah, Ryan, it's got a menorah and everything.
Yeah, Ryan has learned to type into the show docs, and he asks,
wait,
is... is Eight Crazy Nights, a Christmas movie.
it's not a Halloween movie.
Well, I was going to say holiday, because it is a holiday movie.
It is.
But it's not a Christmas movie. It is a Hanukkah movie.
I didn't type that.
It's set. Oh, man. Damn it, Jeremy. Jeremy, yes. It's a holiday movie. It's not a Christmas movie. Go back to your other question. It was way better. Yeah.
Do actors even matter anymore?
Is that a question?
It is a question. Do actors even matter anymore?
Is that your question or is that your question?
I've co-opted it, so it's my question now.
Why do you ask that question?
Because it was on our notes, and then Jeremy deleted it.
Jeremy, what's...
Take two is not going as smooth as take one.
I think they're both kind of equally going down the shitter.
I thought the first one was fantastic until I figured I was not recording the right thing. I should check again, just to verify.
So we're going to go back to the original after we've gotten this far?
Original question is... Do actors even matter anymore? Why are you asking if actors even matter anymore?
No, I think you should guess. I like this. This could be a really like philosophical question.
Like
here.
The Matrix?
It could be.
Okay.
I mean, they could just all be CGI. I mean, like, this could mean so much.
Well, that was the goal of Final Fantasy Spirits Within back in 2001.
Well, now we have deepfake. So, hey, we don't even need actors anymore. We just need their pretty faces. And then
someone that looks
it.
Close enough to him.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is that why Peter Cushing is still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was, right? He was in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was before.
No, it's the after times.
Yeah, he was in the before times, and he's also in the after times of Star Wars. So yes, they don't matter anymore.
No, they don't.
Is that what you wanted to get to, Jeremy?
That's the answer.
I mean, hey, they bring people to the box office, so they make the money, and they are extremely talented.
Okay, but do we pay them?
Do you?
I don't personally.
We don't pay them.
I would love to, like, I don't think this would ever happen, but I would love to have an experiment where you take the exact same movie, you put it with the A-lister, as the title.
Stop this.
And then you do the exact same movie with some other person.
Stop bringing the multiverse into the real world.
Oh, my. Oh, that's what Jeremy also wanted to talk about. It's the multiverse.
Multiverse, yes.
Yeah, but like, no, like, seriously. I think this is going to be a very multiverse-themed episode.
Is Christmas a multiverse?
I mean, yeah, I think probably in another multiverse, Eight Crazy Nights is a Christmas movie. Maybe.
Directed by Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Yes. But what was I? But I would love that experiment. I'm curious to see, because sometimes the no name actor does probably a way better job than like some A-lister.
Well, watch the first 20 minutes of the new Matrix.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I literally watched the same scene from 99, just with a different face on there. I was so confused.
But it still had some original faces too, right?
No, it was the original face. It was an older original face.
No, it was a totally different face.
Oh, it was a different face.
It was his older faces. He's like, oh man, this is totally new.
No, it was a totally different person.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the same
about,
scene.
You're talking about Morpheus.
No, I'm talking about Trinity.
Oh, but she's in it.
I know. That's why I'm confused.
Hmm. It's the Matrix. There was a glitch in the Matrix.
Holy shit, is that the first multiverse?
I mean... Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Huh?
I mean, the holodeck existed.
That wasn't a multiverse. That's a holodeck.
Yeah, that was fake.
So was the Matrix.
No.
Everything's fake.
Jeremy,
do you really know what's the Matrix and what's not the Matrix?
Yes.
No.
But I do.
How?
When they're not in the pods, they're not in the Matrix.
You don't know that for sure.
Yes, I do.
Can it's we a talk fucked up movie. You don't know.
Yes, I do. This is not like Inception.
They only remade the Matrix because. The Wachowskis, we'll call them that.
Mm-hmm. But only one came back.
Wachowski?
Yeah.
Is sick of the far right using the red pill as a symbol.
So they
Oh, that's so stupid.
A new movie for
them. So they rewrote the entire trilogy for this one.
They rewrote, like, is there going to be another trilogy? Like, I haven't watched this. As of today, the 22nd,
and it's December. It's kind of a multiverse thing, right? So it's
well, absolutely. That's what I'm, that's the whole point. That's why I was questioning Evan is the fact that like you think you know what you believe, but at the whole time,
I know what I believe.
Okay,
and I'm stubborn, so it's, it works wonders.
But it's very confusing, just like if actors really matter.
Actors don't matter.
Oh yeah, that's what we discovered.
Not at all.
Yeah, they don't matter because.
But you wrote yes,
and the Matrix 4.
Or did I?
Proves that.
This is so confusing. Dude, you gotta give him his own login. This is weird.
No, I.
They do matter.
Why?
Why?
Why, Evan?
Piss Peter.
It's my seltzer nog. Every time I take a little sip of it, it just makes me more angry.
Yeah. How's that Guinness, Jeremy? Nobody's ever brought Guinness to a podcast.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we really need to get those B movies beyond coasters.
Why? So you don't hear this?
Yeah. So Jeremy's been like sliding around all over the place.
It's not as good as Ireland.
I know.
I've never been.
Put me down for a yes on that one.
Just pour it in a glass, man.
It's good like God. Heineken.
It's still not.
Heineken
no,
sucks
dude,
here.
It has to travel, you know, over the seas and.
Oh my God! Really?
It doesn't. It's not as good, dude. You go to Ireland,
you know
and
what?
Guinness. Guess what?
It's
guess
cheaper.
What?
It's cheaper if
guess
you just
what?
Drink it here.
It is. It's true. That's, I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
Okay, think of the $2,000 ticket. I don't even know how much that is anymore.
I gotta do other things too.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
like, you only go there for Guinness. Let's be honest.
I'm a certified Guinness pourer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you got a certificate and everything?
We went to the museum. Is it a museum? We went to, like, the factory
brewery?
Museum. I like to call it a factory. And they made Guinness there, and I poured myself a Guinness, and I did it the right way, and I got an A+. I got a certificate at the end.
What, you open the can and dump it upside down?
No, it was from the draft. It's very special.
You just open up the draft, and you put the glass here and you
nope,
let it...
you would have failed.
What do you do with the ping pong ball inside?
Yeah. Of the
ping
draft.
Ping pong ball. Well, I didn't
there's
get that
a little
far.
Ping pong ball inside.
It
softens the pour?
It opened it up. They didn't tell me that far. But you pull the lever and then you gotta go backwards because that does the foam thing on the top. Or like put the nitrogen in it. Because there's nitrous. Nitrogen.
Is the little ball still in here?
I don't know. I learned all about.
I don't hear it.
Apparently, you paid a great attention. I don't know
it
if you get that A+ anymore.
Years ago. And once you have a certificate, it never goes bad. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, yes, actors obviously still matter because they're what brings us to see the movies.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Actors sell products.
They
I will
do,
go see.
And the movies are products.
There's only one actor that
no,
sells.
They sell,
no,
like, soap
two
and stuff.
Actors
and
that
beer.
Sells things for me.
Who?
Bill fucking Murray and Nicolas Cage. That's it.
Okay.
Everyone else I could.
So guess
are
what?
Are they both Japanese whiskey?
Well, I mean, that's nice.
What about
too.
Dan Aykroyd?
No.
No?
You say Ben Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd?
Is he the one with the vodka?
Yeah.
The whiskey. Nick Cage? Snake Eyes? Fucking yeah, Bill Murray?
I said yes.
I'm a Casamigos guy. Kind
of ah, Jeremy likes the George Clooney.
So actors still matter then?
No, those two.
Those two. So they act. So that actors matter.
No, if it was
no actors
if
matter.
It was more of a does Bill Murray and
don't
Nicolas
change
Cage.
The question. Good God, move goalposts even more.
Things.
But at the same time, what we also discovered is that you could just superimpose their face on the. Oh, I see what you're getting. Their appearance matters. How about that?
So actors matter, yeah. So I'm know. Right.
I feel like Peter could sell something more than Ryan.
Because my face?
Yeah, it is better. Just, yours better looking.
Yeah, thanks.
I invited you to this podcast.
Oh, God, what happened?
Peter would be very coercive to like, hey, yeah, buy this. I would just be like, do you want this or not?
Like, no, Peter just took a sip of that eggnog seltzer and I want a drink of it. I know it sucks.
That
tick, I
that
hate
little
it.
Twitch in my face. Oh yeah, that's selling. But
the, he just took a sip, and now I want one.
Well, it's because he's very clean cut right now. Look at him.
Look at that. Look at look.
Seltzer nog. Put it in your mouth.
He's just selling it for me. You know.
I know.
You're a handsome dude, Peter.
Yep. So I matter. We learned that.
So does Chris Evans.
Yeah. Yeah. But he took my looks.
You know,
is he older than you?
Yeah. All right.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from
Movies and Beyond. I really didn't know where you were going with this, honestly.
Well, because
everything
a remix.
Is related to the multiverse now.
Is it?
Yes, but thankfully our theme song helped.
It did, and yes, and yeah, like in a multiverse, we made all these trailers. And speaking of all these trailers, we got a whole bunch of multiverse-related trailers. And when I say a whole bunch, I mean two.
You mean the fake Power Ranger movie teaser doesn't count as a multiverse?
I don't know what you're talking about. So no.
You didn't watch The Legend of the White Dragon.
No, we crossed it off the list, so it wasn't important to me.
Evan said it was a teaser, so it doesn't matter.
We watched The White People. Oh, wait, no, that was The North People. Or what was that movie called?
The Northmen.
It's accurate.
The White Men.
The White Men.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of trailers, but I don't think they're worth talking about. But the two that I do think are worth talking about, because there's multiverse in them, is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So you got our first official teaser trailer, Evan. Does it count?
No. Yeah. Has it released? Is this before theaters or after?
It is
What?
What?
Apparently.
So it's truly a trailer then.
Yeah.
It's truly a trailer.
And
now.
It was truly after. And it trailed the movie.
And it teased too much.
I'm going to say it. That's the only spoiler of I'm going to give two
I think it's fine. Like, this is like when I always Google, like, when I go to any movie now, I'm like, is there something at the end of the credits? And so.
Do you watch it or do you just stay and enjoy it then?
Huh?
Do you watch it there?
Yeah, I know I watch
it. Like, when you Google it. Or do you watch it after you see the movie?
No, I Googled to see if there's a yes or no answer.
He wants
for
to
it.
Make sure it's worth it to sit there and hold his pee in the entire time while the credits roll.
Yeah.
Shawarma was worth it.
Shawarma was worth it.
The first one?
Yeah, Shawarma.
No, Iron Man had the first one. My bad.
Oh.
Which, again, I don't even know how I knew to stay at the end of that.
It's because you wanted to soak it all in.
No.
You wanted it to.
I think someone told me to stay. I don't know.
Yeah, but
that's
no,
weird
this
though.
Looks
think
good.
About that. Think about that, Jeremy.
Because everybody else was doing it.
Yeah, that was before.
You're just like, no one's leaving yet.
That was
why?
Before I knew to. Oh, maybe that is what it was. Because I think when I did see that, I was standing at the exit, like, I don't understand why people are still here. And then it happened, and I was blown away. And then I started screaming, like, I'm so glad I waited. And I ran out afterwards.
You ran out physically.
Yeah, afterwards, screaming that.
You were like, ah!
You have to wait for the end of Iron Man.
There's Shawarma.
What you call this post-credit scene, but there's something at the end of Iron Man.
It's That's definitely not trailer.
Yeah, it's not trailer. Yeah.
Well, is it a coincidence that all these multiverse movies are coming out as the metaverse literally gets revealed?
The Matrix?
I'm still confused. You're talking about
metaverse.
Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Facebook is a Matrix.
Yeah, I feel like...
Are you plugged in?
Are we living
by
in the
Facebook.
Matrix?
I know Evan is because he
I
has
think I'm
the
living
Oculus
in the Matrix. Ryan, I just sent you a picture that proves we're living in the Matrix.
Did you send it?
There one picture?
This was in the back of National Enquirer.
Was there two black cats or something?
Usually there's pictures of like, so it's like an advertisement for like baby dolls, like babies. But this was in the back of National Enquirer this week.
Consider your source.
Hey, you're the most accurate reporting
so there's
in the universe.
Wait, are they saying that this little baby monkey thing is a spawn of Bat Boy?
I don't know, but it's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
I feel like you two are
show
from
Peter?
The multiverse because I'm confused.
Okay, so
speaking of it's like some Planet of the Apes shit right here.
That was history. That was real life.
That's a multiverse.
Okay, so this is a trailer for. Okay,
oh, we're talking about the trailer now.
Yes. So let me kind
I
of
talk about flying monkeys.
Disregard the disturbing picture I just sent Ryan.
Oh, it's going on the Instagram.
check our Instagram for that.
What I like about this trailer is, it was an actual trailer. So stay at the end of Spider-Man or watch it on YouTube now, apparently.
Yeah, it's on YouTube now.
Yeah.
But that's where I saw it.
But if you saw Spider-Man in the first week, then you were surprised. But be surprised because now we have, it's Scarlet Witch. She's not Wanda.
I mean, her name's still Wanda.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They said so in the teaser.
No.
That's what I think of that.
I wonder why she changed her name.
It's LaFonda.
And Dr. Stephen Strange doesn't want to be called Sir.
He wants to be called Kip.
Kip?
I did not get this from this trailer.
In the multiverse, Kip is Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
Wanda is LaFonda.
So here's the thing. I feel like maybe we shouldn't have seen this trailer, and I feel like it is more beneficial maybe to see it after the end of Spider-Man, which I haven't seen Spider-Man, so I don't really know. But I feel like...
Do you want to ask me a yes or no question on
no.
That?
Yeah, no. I haven't answered already.
You're welcome.
I just feel like this... I guess I already knew this tied in because we already knew the title for the Doctor Strange 2 movie. But the whole, like... It is kind of weird that he went, like, I need to go find... Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Wanda.
Scarlet Wanda to go help for whatever reason. And then also, like, the very end, like, I felt like they, again, in a teaser, they gave away too much, I felt like. Like, it's the what if scenario.
But you'd upset if they didn't tease just enough, though. So which one is better?
No, it
getting
was,
teased dude, just right or not enough?
I felt like it was enough, and I felt like there was probably another way to end that trailer than showing, which, I mean, it's all out there, so I can talk about this. It's, he runs into, spoiler if you don't like watching trailers, I should say that, because we should really get better into, you watched the trailer already, Evan, he's taking off his headphones.
I'm making a point.
But, Doctor Strange, like they say, like, what the multiverse is the most, like, the baddest thing is Doctor Strange himself, and he runs into like an evil version of Doctor Strange, which kind of reminds me of the What If you watch the What If series, which is amazing.
So did What If actually spoil it?
Well, I didn't know they were going to do that.
But what if?
What if?
What if? Maybe they did.
What if Loki spoiled it?
There wasn't a bad Doctor Strange, an evil one.
But there could be hints of stuff going on.
Or the term variant came out.
Well, yeah, but we also know that's because of, like, the multiverse. It's a whole nother character, a variant of that character living a whole nother life, and this is how they turned out.
Okay, let's get away from the Marvel talk. Let's still talk about trailers.
C-Lab 2021 answered that question.
What do you think about that semi-truck driver that got sentenced? We're talking about trailers, right?
That was good. It's wrong.
That's a little much, right? It's a little harsh. Bit, yeah. But
that's a multiverse thing right there.
It's really stupid.
What's multiverse about it is they're going to redo all the sentence on, and like, they sonicked him. The people spoke, and they were like, hey.
Let's redraw him.
Let's redraw him. We don't like the way he looks here. We're gonna set him free and redraw him.
Part of it, I mean, yeah, okay, we don't need to get into that. Jeez, I was about to go on.
You did this to you.
I know, but you wanted to talk about truth.
Multiverse Peter related. Did that to...
I don't know. It's enough. I mean, I already wanted to go see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. From seeing it, though, it looks visually amazing, in my opinion.
And I had a really bad glare, so I couldn't appreciate it.
Oh, well, you didn't want to watch it.
I told you about the glare. I warned you. Ryan has the anti-glare glasses on.
I know.
Yeah. But it was enough to get me super, excited. I mean, like, things that we already heard about beforehand, like, from Bruce Campbell and stuff like that, and just having Sam Raimi direct it, like, I was already on board. And... besides that one end part, like, everything else, I was like, okay, they're just showing me some cool scenes or, like, nothing really that great, but enough to be like, it looks really cool.
But then they messed up at the end.
I just felt like it was a little much, man.
So they teased too much.
I felt so, but it's still, I'm excited to see how that's going to go down. So I guess maybe it was the right amount. I'm changing my opinion.
That never happens.
I know.
Oh, shit. You are right. It does spoil. Anyway.
I thought so.
In a certain, not the ending of Spider-Man, but
in a certain sense.
In a certain sense, there's a certain part of a certain something.
You could almost say that. I mean, Loki could potentially is the spoiling of all this.
Well, if you go to Wikipedia, it basically says.
Don't read that. Don't read that. My God.
He said spoiler.
No more seltzer knock for you.
Spoiler?
Can we just get some new, old superheroes, please?
Well, I mean, the
that matter.
Like, please. You want to bring back Topher Grace and.
Oh, I would love that.
Topher Grace is Venom?
I hope somehow he makes it over to the Tom Hardy
Venom. Stop Marvel. We must stop Marvel now.
Actors don't matter.
Venom matters.
They do unless you're, Doc Ock.
Yeah. You're right, though, Jeremy. Hobgoblin.
No, actors do matter. Because, no, they don't.
Characters matter.
He's fighting with himself now.
Characters matter.
Ooh, maybe it wasn't a quick question for us, but a rhetorical question.
James Franco was supposed to appear in Spider-Man.
James Franco spoke out today. Today.
Okay, we're not in news.
Oh, sorry.
Calm down. Keep it.
All right.
Keep it in your pants.
Segway to news.
Sorry, I'm James Franco.
Yeah. But speaking of the whole multiverse thing, the meta verse, everyone's doing this now. For our next trailer is fucking Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's a difficult title, so I had to really think about it.
Kung Fu Hustle meets Squid Games meets Doctor Strange.
Meets meta verse.
Meets metaverse.
Yeah. And foam
meets googly eyes.
Hands. I like it though, because who's that? Who's the chick? Isn't she in Mandalorian? And she was in
I thought it may have been Maggie Q.
Yeah, is it Maggie Q?
I don't know.
She looked very old.
Google her.
Google it.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, she's in it, and I think she's fantastic. I'm glad that she kind of has this a starring role.
Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, but she was in Shang-Chi, right?
No, she was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And Shang-Chi.
And Tomorrow Never Dies.
And go down the list and Shang-Chi.
And Police Story, RoboCop.
Oh, you're going to take forever.
And Star Trek Discovery.
Police Academy 5.
Shang Tsung and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Knew it.
And Crazy Rich Asians.
Is she in The Mandalorian?
And she's in Kung Fu Panda. No, that's Mulan. Mulan's in...
Oh, okay, Amanda, that's where I got confused. Okay.
Yeah.
The most depressing thing about the 10 rings is that there should be 11 rings.
I felt bad.
If you know what I mean.
You what?
There should be 11 rings.
Sonic?
11 rings. Think about it.
One
is for his penis.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's what I was just making sure. I got it.
What was your comment?
He was drinking.
One is for his penis? No. Oh, I thought I drank your seltzer, and I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, that's yours.
I know, I just didn't realize.
He drank it, though, and the look on his face was just like...
It makes me sad. Yeah.
But I want a cherry cobbler one.
Oh,
are you feeling cordial yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Are you feeling festive, Evan?
Festive, yes.
The holidays are upon us.
So this
they are.
This trailer, it is... Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like she's going to have some cool scenes.
She's wearing old people makeup.
Yeah, I like that. And
or she's just old.
But I like how it happens and starts fracturing off. And can you... Come on.
I booped the mic. I bing-bonged it. I'm sorry.
It's like he just want to upset me. Where's my nog?
Now, this movie
it's white people horchata.
This movie looks visually amazing.
Yeah.
The transitions. And it actually goes into the story. So I'm really excited for this.
Don't all movies go into the story?
The transitions?
A24 really lays it on the plot.
Yes, they do.
I just and it looks really fun where it's going to get to the really strange and weird. Another way to say strange.
Doctor.
Doctor.
No.
Strange.
Not doctor. Weird? No, there is a scene where she's a doctor, I think. So, yeah, it's getting into Doctor Strange.
It really digs into the multiverse.
Or the metaverse. But it looks fantastic.
No, seriously.
And it almost we're in that weird phase where like all these movies are trying to do the exact same thing, man. Like everything's about the multiverse and the metaverse right now. And so everyone's trying to do it, but
They're this conditioning one, us for what's to come.
They're conditioning
for us to be coming out of the Matrix.
No, to get rid of actors. Because now they're going to make whatever movie they want and put Keanu Reeves' face in it.
Yeah, you get rid of the actors. We're all asleep.
That's what's happening. We're going to get Michael Keaton Batman for the next 40 years.
Maybe.
Don't go to sleep tonight. You're going to wake up in the metaverse. You will relive the 80s for the rest of your
life. We're going to have a remade Risky Business.
No, think about it. Okay, so they keep trying to do that with trends, right? So it's like they try to get us to wake up in the 70s with that 70s show.
And then they try to
get us to wake up to the 80s with whatever the fuck.
That 80s show.
And now they're trying to get us to wake up in the 2000s with Pokemon.
They're like, nope, sorry, 90s.
But no one's drinking that Kool-Aid.
Pokemon was his reference on that one. not the Matrix.
I do feel like they got us, though, because of...
Britney Spears woke up.
In the 2000s, I feel like, though.
The 90s was Fuller House. Netflix brought back the 90s.
Fuller House.
And aren't they making a 90s, like, that 90s show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird.
I don't want to see that.
Whatever happened to... What was the show with the... Remember the dad? It was like the black family and the dad was a cop.
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Urkel.
How come they never rebooted that shit?
Well, dude, they rebooted Wonder Years with a black family.
Yeah. So if they rebooted it, it'd be with a white family.
Did I do that?
Yeah. Which, that was Big Bang Theory. Oh, they already did it. Oh, shit.
with the quirky Indian cast.
Yeah. Or the Goldbergs. They did it with the Jews.
That's a really good show, by the way.
So it was Family Matters.
That's true. they've done this movie.
Holy shit, they've been doing multiverses on us for the past like 30 years.
Yeah, because we know what we like, and they just keep on repeating it, and they just do a little tweak to it.
Give me my comfort. That's what I want.
They are literally just bringing the multiverse into a term.
Let me be a sheeple.
This is cool.
Into a term. all right. Was there any other trailers that
no.
we did?
No. That was it.
Yeah, we're the other ones didn't matter. Well, basically, I'm excited for the multiverse.
Woo. You can tell.
I'm excited for the metaverse. All right. Next topic in the metaverse.
News.
That's right.
And shrooms.
I didn't write any of this news, so whoever did it, you need to take it away.
All right. Okay.
Here Wait, we the, go. The news and changed delete. Drastically since I got here.
All right. It's all good. We're moving on.
Metaverse.
Yeah, this really is Metaverse.
Yeah. So speaking of Metaverse, Kingsman director wants to make a Superman film with Henry Cavill.
Yep. But he wants it proper colorful and fun.
Is Superman supposed to be fun?
Yes.
Like, seriously. He's an American symbol.
He wants to get away from the grittiness.
Yeah.
He wants to go back
from
to
the Snyderverse.
More, yes.
Okay. Like, so to the...
But he still wants Henry Cavill.
Okay. But to like the Christopher Reeves? Like, I mean, was it fun?
Yeah. I mean, most superhero movies are fun.
Jeremy just crawled away. Like,
so then...
close it all the way.
Zack Snyder's is fun too.
But his is more gritty.
No, his
They're
is
trying to pull out the gritty.
Is Marvel gritty?
Some.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them aren't.
Yeah. Are they more fun?
They're more fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wants to make it more Marvel.
Except for the new Spider-Man. Spider-Man's
just explain
gritty.
It that way.
Yeah, see, no. I'm sorry, no. People got to stay away from the explaining it as Marvel.
Yeah. We want to make it more Marvel.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know you would.
That's how they should do it.
This has been a Marvel episode right now.
No, they always are.
It really has. Really has.
And Facebook. Yeah, they'll help.
Wow.
I can't open my Christmas ale. I can't get in the spirit.
Is that not very Christmas? You still have one of these?
Yeah.
Hey, focus. I don't want to cut this.
All right. And also, James Cameron discussed his pitch about Spider-Man.
He's just trying to get on the Spider-Man trend.
Well, yeah, but basically he's like, hey, yeah, they didn't give it to me, but I really wanted to make it gritty. And I didn't want to make it. He really did. That's what the article is. And then he's also like, oh, no, I want to make it about Spider Kid. I want to focus on him as a high schooler, an awkward high schooler.
So what they did in Tom Holland's.
Yeah, but yeah. It wasn't gritty.
No, they made it Marvel.
So, okay, one piece of news was make it Marvel, and one piece of news was make it DC.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Shit, we are in the Matrix.
So weird. But, okay, did he actually... Okay, so he wanted to focus on, like, the kid and his awkwardness in high school, which, again, that's what Marvel did, and they made it fun. But he wanted to make it a gritty DC yeah. movie.
Well, he liked the metaphor of, like, Spider-Man's transformation coinciding with puberty.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you read the article?
Nope. I just kind of figured that makes sense. But and it's so gritty. Puberty's so gritty. Not fun at all.
You don't jerk gritty. Off with sandpaper.
No, you learn that the hard way.
Yeah, human centipede.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
And that's all he said? That's all? Did he have like a villain in mind?
What are you going to say about that one?
No, he really didn't get into that. But he's like, hey, Fox didn't want to go in that direction.
Sony.
What year was this?
No, he was pressuring Fox to actually buy the rights.
Oh, so this is even before.
Yes, this is before
Sony had the rights.
Yeah, so this is before Sam Raimi's even.
Yeah, well, that's when Sony had
and
the
he's
rights.
Like, I wanted to do a really gritty one with, but then they're like, yeah, we don't think that'll work. And so he's like, okay, whatever. I don't want to do that. I'm working on my own shit.
You know, I don't give a fuck what James Cameron thinks because we would never get that Spider-Man movie based off the way he releases movies. Like, we got one photo of Avatar 2 just recently, and I don't care.
Just let go.
Well, that's why he's doing it that way, is because no one cares. It's baby steps to try to get you excited, but I don't know. Dude,
he was going to have Leo DiCaprio right. beat Spider-Man. Ooh.
Wow. You want to take a shot at Martin Scorsese all in two?
Oh, yeah. He was trying to have him beat Spider-Man too, huh?
No, he wanted to be the Joker.
Martin Scorsese just cast him in everything.
Yeah.
He was trying to have him be the Joker, wasn't he? Yeah.
Okay.
News. Yep. What next? What next?
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, 1883.
Is it 1883?
Yeah.
That's what you put.
Well, I like calling this the Tim and Faith
project.
Marriage project.
It is a marriage. Did you watch this?
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, okay. Do you watch Yellowstone?
Nope.
Do you?
Never seen it.
Jeremy?
I've been to the national park.
Jeremy. He's looking it up right now so he can answer.
I bet his answer is no.
Is that the Marlboro Man?
Yes.
He's in it in 1883. Yeah. I just feel like it's Faith and Tim and friends in the old wood. I just feel like that's what they do in their backyard. They dress up like cowboys and pretend it's the old west and shoot things.
Is that what you do when you're a famous country singer and you don't want to record anymore?
If probably. I had a big ass ranch, yeah, that's what I'd do. Yeah. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Where's your little house on the prairie dress?
I just don't understand how Westerns can still exist in counterculture.
Because Clint Eastwood is still alive.
Cancel culture.
Do you think this...
Metaverse.
Do you think this is going to bring them closer together or break them apart?
Both.
First bring them close together, then break them apart.
The series or the relationship?
I think they'll get so invested in their parts that they'll actually be driven apart.
And shoot each other.
Wow. Or one, you went really dark.
One's going to die of dysentery.
You went gritty.
They're going to travel to the west and they're going to die on the Oregon Trail.
All right, what happened to the I have diabetes guy?
He died of diabetes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is that just what you say to anyone that has diabetes?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened with him. What's his name? Wilford Brimley?
Yep. Did he really die of diabetes?
Who's this? Wilford, who's that?
He had diabetes.
Yeah.
He was a big famous commercial. He was like, I have diabetes.
No, it's diabetes.
There's a diabetes?
He didn't have diabetes.
You can order your stuff from online.
Oh, your insulin?
He had diabetes.
In like your testing kits and all that, yeah.
Oh.
Jeremy, he died August 1st, 2020 at 85 and had been ill with a kidney condition for 2 months.
Hmm.
So no, it was COVID.
Shit, he beat diabetes, but he didn't beat COVID, huh? Mm-hmm.
And that's the sound of disappointment.
Yeah, but we're almost to the good part, guys, so hang in there.
Are we going to have our guests do it?
I don't think that's a good idea, but you can go ahead and see what happens.
All right, ready?
Support the show. Subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends. Website, bmoviesbeyond.com.
Done. That was awesome.
You almost killed Ryan.
I'm just kidding. Do you want to keep on going? Or do you just want to dance?
Check us out on YouTube for all the reviews, trailers, and news. Subscribe and click the bell. Follow us on the socials. Insta at BMoviesBeyond. Twitter, BMoviesBeyond. Or Facebook, BMoviesBeyond.
You really gotta get those tones down for those at me ats.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, now he's done. Oh, no, he's not.
He read it all.
And now our feature presentation.
Reviews.
Woo!
Like I said at the top of the show, these are all Christmas theme, or you better make them Christmas theme movies that we are going to review because it's the holidays.
I'm so excited.
I know. Yeah. Our guest, our special guest, is going to kick it off. What did you watch?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Dorrance, and I reviewed The Prince of Pennsylvania. It's a gem of independent film. The Prince of Pennsylvania is a 1988 comedic drama directed by Ron Neiswanger. It stars Fred Ward, Keanu Reeves, Bonnie Bedelia, and Amy Madigan. Rupert Marchetta has a mind of his own. He's frustrated with his parents, especially his dad, Fred Ward, and doesn't fit in with other youth. He is also in love with an older woman, Carla, Amy Madigan. One day, the dad tells Rupert he sees himself as the king of Pennsylvania, his wife as the queen, and Rupert as the prince who will inherit his kingdom. He shows Rupert an old trailer and asks him if he sells the land, what he would do with the money. Increasingly frustrated with how life is going, Rupert schemes with Carla to kidnap the farmer, father, to get money to enjoy a future together. He is held in the old trailer. Meanwhile, Rupert discovers the land has already been sold and the money is nowhere to be found.
Haven't you done this before, Ryan?
The dad is then taken to the mine where he works and held near a portable toilet. Rupert eventually thinks the money has been hidden in the toilet, which is chained closed. He prepares dynamite to blow open the toilet.
Whoa. Are we going to get into spoiler territory here?
Mine rescue workers and police arrive on the scene.
I mean, if you are, you just gotta shout it out real quick.
This movie has an approval rating of 14% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that was beautiful. I loved it. I loved every moment.
I just want to remind you that this movie starred Keanu Reeves.
The Prince of Pennsylvania. Do you recommend it?
I haven't seen the end.
Apparently neither has Wikipedia.
Yeah, because I just all those things that you just read, is that, did you really write that?
No, it was on Wikipedia.
Seriously.
That's all it says, literally, entire film.
Did you see all those things? Everything you just read, did you see that? And then you still don't know.
That's literally the plot of the movie, and it couldn't have been written better.
Well, I'm glad Wikipedia didn't go
Whoever wrote this Wikipedia page.
They probably thought at the same time, like, I'm done.
I wish they wrote it with your tone the entire time. Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that?
Nope. You should probably see Matrix 4 instead.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, man.
Peter, you're up.
I'm just going to give you a nice little...
Wait. Hang on. How was it Christmas related?
Oh, it takes place during Christmas. Oh,
okay, perfect.
That's all you need.
Yeah, oh, that is. I mean, dude, that's all that Shane Black does. And every single one of his movies is Christmas.
And he does it so well, though.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right. So check that out. Classic Keanu Reeves. I watched a holiday movie called Christmas Evil. And I really thought this would be really, you know, a fun movie, but there's a big but. It's not that fun.
Oh, no.
I like big butts.
Yeah, I also thought it was going to be like, you know, like a good, like, B movie, but I also didn't think it was quite a B movie. Like I was reading the trivia. Well, first, let me just explain this. So this is, it follows a Harry, a toy factory worker, and he's mentally scarred as a child upon learning Santa Claus is not real, which how he finds that out is that Santa comes down and kind of gives some toys and he goes back up the chimney like, see, he's real. And then he comes sneaking back down and I think his mom is down there in this nightgown type thing. And then Santa's like, you know, right at her crotch and like rubbing his hand on his leg. And they really focused on that a little bit too long. I mean, it was pretty high, so I get it. But the kid was just staring at this, and he freaked out and had to go upstairs and break a snow globe and cut his hand to forget it. So it really scarred him. Really scarred him watching Santa Claus kind of fill up his mom, even though
literally and figuratively.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. So that's how the movie started. And then it grows, you know, now he's older and toy factory worker. Actually, he's like the manager of it. He's really good at making toys. And he has a nervous breakdown, which I didn't really get that because he was just a whack job from the very beginning. And they say he has a breakdown after being belittled at work, which, again, that wasn't quite. Why are we hearing snaps?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No one else hears snaps?
Nope.
Now I'm going to have a mental breakdown. I mean, this guy was, it starts out like as soon as he's growing up, man, he's like spying on kids. Like, he wants to be Santa Claus. And at first, I was like, oh, that's going to be kind of interesting. It is creepy as hell.
Yep.
He's like, it's like apartment complex. He's like on the top of a roof, like just has binoculars watching all these kids do whatever they're doing. And some of them are looking at penthouse and stuff. It was odd. And then he had to go and like each time someone was doing something bad, he had to go run down to his room and he had his book. And I don't think they never said the naughty list. So I feel like that some reason maybe is that a legal issue. You can't say he's on the naughty list. He has his good and bad boys and girl book or something is what it's called. Something weird like that. And he's taking notes on all the kids in his neighborhood and very creepy. Very creepy.
Yes, I agree.
And that's actually the thing they did really good on this is that they made it like I wasn't expecting this. It's from 1980. I wasn't expecting to be so like creeped out by it, but they did a really good job on that. And so he's doing this and he's just trying to be Santa Claus. And like from that mental break, like he basically is like, I want to be Santa Claus. And he like glues a beard to his face and he goes around and starts doing good deeds / bad deeds. It's very back and forth where he's doing something really nice. And then the next step, he's killing someone.
Shit.
And that's how it goes.
Escalated really quickly.
Yes. And that is like half the movie is like, it's just that buildup of him doing weird things and like spying on kids and saying weird things and makes you very uncomfortable. And then he has that work part where they're, you know, where he's belittled. And then he flips the switch and just starts like, I'm going to be Santa. This is what everyone needs. They need Santa in their lives. And here we go. I painted my van, which didn't kidnap any of the kids or anything. Painted his van with a sleigh on it so that he could go in there, and it just goes from there. And it's very unsettling. I think that's the word I would use for this. And it does say it's a horror thriller, and the fact that I learned how this was actually why it was made. Was because of it was Halloween. Halloween came out like in 1979 or something like that, and did so well. That's why this movie was able to be made, because it is a straight up, like, I mean, just weird horror like that, where you got, geez, that, it's like fireworks over here.
I know. Destroyed
Christmas cheer is all over Ryan's computer.
That's what you call it.
Yeah. And overall, is not what I was expecting. So it's a hard time to recommend it.
Would it have been better if it was just called Christmas? Would have helped with, instead of just Halloween?
If it was just called
Christmas.
Yeah, I would have liked that. If it was just called Christmas, because then I probably wouldn't have went into it and been like, oh, this is going to be really fun. And then it would have been like, oh, this is not fun at all. And then I would have been pleasantly surprised that they made a big twist on it. But because it was Christmas Evil, I was just like...
Did John Carpenter do the music?
No, who did Damn this? It. Louis Jackson did it. Wrote and directed it. When I was reading about the trivia, like, he had this like written like way before Halloween and everything, but because Halloween was a success, this is how he got his movie made. Definitely not as big, not as good as Halloween. I'll definitely say that.
Is it as good as The Prince of Pennsylvania?
What was it, 14% on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's a good question. Let's look that up. But what I saw on the, I don't want to give away, but it gets pretty nutty there in this movie. And there's kind of a lot of little, like, you know, like parents against the holidays, just parents being real, like, rude and not believing, kind of. And then they had the kids do believe in them. I felt part of that unsettledness is because I kept on like expecting something bad to happen to these kids. And I was just waiting for them to flip out and do terrible things and it going really down a weird hole. But there's not that much brutalness to it. Not too much gore, I would say. Just enough to keep it going, being like, ooh, I don't like it. Oh, this is interesting. Christmas Evil on Rotten Tomatoes has, for the tomato meter, which I feel like this is kind of odd, has 75%, which is only based off of 8 reviews. So that makes more sense. Because you know those ones. Like, this is, like, for a particular crowd, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not, like, the wide audience. And audience scores, where it has 1,000-plus ratings, now it's down to, like, 33%, which is more like it. But I will say, like, I was surprised because I wasn't expecting it to be as creepy as it was. You know, I was just thinking, like, just a terrible movie. That's what I was hoping for. And they actually did a really good job of creeping me out. So, and I think that was the goal, right? Just trying to get you to be unsettled. And they did that. And then It had a magical ending.
He did go up.
It was a
I was just gonna say he went up the mom's skirt, huh?
I said the chimney, but I mean, yeah, you can call it a something chimney, different.
Whatever, you know.
Santa
baby.
He tried going down a chimney, which was pretty hilarious because it did not work, and it was a very odd moment in the film where he sets up a ladder to go up onto the roof to go down the chimney because he really thinks like he's Saint Nick, I guess.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And it's just him being like, and like, he literally looks like he's crying. And the whole scene is just him like trying to get out of the chimney now. It was very odd. And then he decides like, oh, well, that didn't work. So I'm just going to break into the house now. I don't know if I recommend this or not. I don't know how I feel. It has its moments.
Maybe if you're a juggalo.
Yeah, let's just say if you're a juggalo, you'll like this movie. That's how I'll end that one. And you can find it for free on Tubi, which they got some other classics. They got a lot of like the Silent Night, Deadly Lights, Deadly Night. Like, I didn't know there was like sequels to that, by the way.
I just knew there was only a second one. I didn't even know there was a first one.
There was a third one.
There's a third one.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, geez.
But it's on Tubi. You know, there's some commercials throughout, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't upsetting or anything. So
why don't they have any horror movies about Christmas elves?
I'm pretty sure they do.
It's called Gremlins.
There's a show on Netflix I kind of want to watch. It's foreign. It's just called Elves and looks pretty creepy.
It does.
How do you say elves in foreign?
In my queue. Elves.
If I was in Ireland, I'd just say elves and it was foreign.
I was in Amsterdam.
Would you be
so
on Guinness?
Elves?
Yes, I'd be sitting on a Guinness.
How are you on Guinness? It's not like marijuana.
No, I was standing literally on a can of Guinness.
Shining that elves. Stout?
Yeah, yes, it is getting stout. Man, we're on fire today. All right, well, who's next? That was Christmas.
So I reviewed Gremlins. You ever heard of it?
Sure have.
Did they make a
Christmas
sequel?
Movie ever.
Only one, thankfully. Heard they're making a reboot soon.
Ooh, Evan, I'm excited for this one because I've been wanting to rewatch this.
And I think you should.
Yeah, I think so.
Obviously, before Christmas. Because it just hits differently when you watch it. But yeah, I went ahead and watched Krampus. And this is horror comedy based on Krampus.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta say, like, the artful way they shot this, I loved. Because, I mean, just how they started off, people are Christmas shopping. And it's just that song beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
From Mariah Carey.
No, not
Nick
that one.
Nick Cannon.
Nope, not that one either. But yeah, and it's basically just people going ape shit for sales. And it is so amazing because it's seriously just, it's like a music video. It's basically like a Zack Snyder part.
I totally forgot that intro of that movie. And you're absolutely right. It is beautiful.
It is. And one thing that I loved about this movie that I never really appreciated was the set design.
Oh, yeah?
It was amazing. Let me get into the story really quick. So, basically, a kid gets into a fight because some evil bully is going to tell the kids that Santa is really just propaganda to sell Coke.
Sounds about right.
He says, no, it's not. Punches a kid. And they get in a huge fight during their, their play.
Oh,
their nativity play.
Was it that? Wasn't there like a scene? Oh, that was the intro was like with the pictures taking, right?
Oh, no, that's, yes, that's included.
Part of the intro. Okay, I'm sorry. I was putting it all together.
And then basically this kid gets just kind of shit on by his family.
Gross.
I know, right? It's crazy. But they're just too busy and everyone's too involved in their own things that Christmas doesn't happen anymore. And it's like he wants it to go back to how it is. And then what makes his worse, his family shows up, so his cousins and everything, and someone steals his letter to Santa. And then reads it in front of the entire family. And this, he decided to like be, hey, you know what? I'm telling the truth about all my family's fuck-ups.
Oh, so he got revenge. I like that.
Kind of, but he's doing it from a good place. He's like, hey, no, I want you to help my family and do all these things.
Oh, that's his Christmas letter.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is his Christmas wish, is to help his family. But then that just gets pooped on again.
So they shit on him twice?
No, the letter. Basically, he kind of stops believing in Christmas. And by doing so, he sadly calls down Krampus and his minions. And then it just turns into Gremlins with a big boss. And this is amazing.
Yeah, I guess that's accurate.
Well, yeah, the little creatures are so fun and different. Some are toys, some are cookies.
Mm-hmm.
The elves are terrifying.
They come to life?
Oh, yeah. You got to watch this again. Like, this is enjoyable.
I remember when I first saw it, I don't know what I was expecting. I was just thinking like a straight up horror film, and it's not quite that. It's also PG-13. So like I wanted so much more. But when I think about it, when I look back on this film, like, yeah, they went actually kind of dark. And like the ending is is pretty wild. Like I really felt like the director really got to do like his overall picture of what he wanted. So,
and he actually wrote this, I believe, too.
Did he really?
Yes. Michael Dougherty.
Yeah. And he got to write it too, huh?
No relation to Shannon Dougherty?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, he is one of the writers. Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, but I mean, I was on the same boat with you. But then I kind of watched it and I was like, actually, this is kind of like PG-13 is well deserved.
You think so?
I do. I think if they tried to go R, it wouldn't have been as good.
Hmm. Oh, see, I disagree because I just think everything is better as R.
When's the last time you saw it?
Like I said, it's been a while, but like usually that's just how I feel about movies that are PG-13 that are horror films.
Kind of. I agree. And I've been in that boat, but then watching this again, I'm like, you know what? They actually did.
You've been in a lot of boats.
Yeah. But so that's...
You gonna shit on me?
No. Your letter.
Aw. Who told you about that?
I'm not saying it's not bad. I think it's still worth a watch. I just feel like, though, it could have been better rated R. Like, I feel like they could have went a little just darker in general and be a little
more gritty.
Yeah, definitely go more gritty with it. You know, not to say it's not a bad film. It was just something where I think this is a movie that deserves a second watch because the first watch, you're like, what the fuck? I think that's kind of how you feel. So you kind of walk out of it like, I'm not sure if I like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it. I've been wanting to watch it for this holiday season, and I don't know where can I watch it.
I mean, I own this on VOD, so.
Oh, so I go to Evan's
house. Oh, we go to your house.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you on Christmas morning.
Sweet.
You got a present for me, right? I'm your present.
Ooh. Wait, you're going to be wrapped under my tree?
Yes.
Sweet. Lose the wrapping.
And just leave the hog tie.
Wow. Whoa.
What?
Dude. That was a little bit too far. Just saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
A little bit. It really is.
So did you buy this, Evan, like this year? Or did you own this before?
No, I've owned this for a long time. Well, and I actually enjoyed it
I watch it?
Come over to my house. We just said that.
Do you have an...
Are you finally inviting us to your house?
Yeah. No.
You can stay at the window and watch from there.
Exactly. I'll turn the TV for you guys. But yeah, no, I have owned this the entire time, and I've always liked it.
Did you see it in theaters?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, wow, I actually really like that as a Christmas movie.
Did we go together?
I don't remember.
Let's just say we did.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I know this.
The one thing I loved is they really captured, like, the crazy dysfunctional family, like, attitude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So well, where it's all like, yes, this family has issues. Not everyone is perfect. This isn't like the McAllisters that just left poor old Kevin all alone.
That masochist.
Right?
He could have just called the cops.
No, the cops were the wet bandits.
No, he could have called real cops.
And they would have showed up.
He did call the cops.
What about the snow shovel guy?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
No, he actually called the cops.
Did you know Seth Green?
How did they not show up?
Seth Green was in this, and
he
Justin
sent them to the wrong address.
Roiland was also in this.
Who are they?
Seth
Rick
Green?
And Morty.
Well, Seth Green is not either of those.
Who was the other one?
Justin Roiland. That's Rick and Morty. Yeah, but
Seth Green is Leonardo from Ninja Turtles.
Yep. Don't you know?
Where?
They're the voices of Lumpy and Clumpy.
Yeah, you cannot tell.
Honestly. I just think that's just something that's fun that I saw in the credits there. That's like, oh, that's like, you know, the fact that they got those two people, which I'm sure at the time maybe they weren't doing, you know, I mean, Seth Green was doing a robot chicken, but.
Well, I gotta say, my favorite characters, like David Koechner, I think is how to say it.
Koechner.
Whammy. Yeah. And then Conchata Farrell. Feral.
Are these new types of horchata?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the Aunt Dorothy. Yeah.
Yes.
Adam Scott, I like Adam Scott a lot, but Toni Collette is in this. Which yes, really
and she was really good, too.
Well, of course, she's like, amazing.
All of these were really good. The strangest part of this film, which it did kind of bug me, is they had subtitles only part of the time.
For what?
For Omi Engel, German grandmother.
Oh.
And so it's all like, oh, hey, cool. Like, she's talking and then you see subtitles. But then at other times, oh, the little kid has to interpret or Adam Scott has to interpret for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it was nice because it actually kind of built tension. Because it's like, what did she say? I don't know that. But it also made you feel kind of helpless.
Until they explain it. I gotcha. I'm sure that was on purpose then, which...
Oh, it definitely was.
Yeah.
But I thought something was wrong with, like, me watching it. I was like, oh, shit, do I got to reload this? And I did. And then I was like, oh, it's still not working.
Huh.
But yeah, no, I highly recommend you watch this again.
I also... I guess... The costumes, I guess I would say, are good. Mm-hmm. And Krampus looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, my favorite thing was the set design.
Yeah.
Like, this was amazing.
Does that include costumes?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's separate.
But the costumes were good.
Yeah.
But,
I just thinking of Krampus. It was awesome. So, yeah, I'm with you. I need to watch it, though. I need to watch it again.
You're going to be with me when we watch it?
Yeah, you gotta unwrap me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Let me know so I don't keep you wrapped.
Oh, yeah. I want to be able to breathe. No, I'll leave a hole.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, you will.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
All right, Ryan, you're up.
Well, how do you top that, huh?
I don't know.
Nice. Focus.
All right. So you guys said we were doing Christmas movies.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes before we recorded.
What?
Yep.
I thought this was a given.
Yeah.
Like, I even Christmas week. I don't like Christmas movies.
Go home.
Ryan has a problem with Christmas.
I do.
Okay, you Scrooge.
But I don't have a problem with multiverse movies, which is The Matrix. And
I'm sure one of those multiverses always Christmas.
Boom.
Yep, Christmas movie.
So The Matrix is a Christmas movie. All the little green code is snow. And I lived up to my promise. Last week I said I was going to watch all the Matrix movies, right?
Uh-huh.
And I did.
Nope.
Yeah, you're lying.
The original ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I didn't know if I was going to have enough time to watch the new one.
Did
today.
You watch the Animatrix?
I have before.
But this week.
No.
Oh, he didn't do it.
No, trilogy. Trilogy. It's not in a trilogy.
I'm pretty sure it's in there.
No.
No, it's called the Animatrix.
It's like the... Yeah,
it's not the
one, what if.
It's the 1.5.
It's the what if.
It's the trilogy 0.5.
It's the what if.
But the fourth movie is the what if of the what if.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then you need to change your quadrilogy thing. It's not that anymore because it's a what if.
So let me say this about The Matrix.
Okay. In general? Or the first one? I'm very confused on what you're talking about right now.
We'll let him talk, then he'll open up your eyes.
Ask questions first.
Okay, let me say this about the original Matrix trilogy from 1999 to 2003.
Oh, see, now... Jeremy changed it to infinite geology, which includes...
I just made up a new word for this.
It includes the Animatrix, so you did not do it. You need to change
the
it
The infinitilogy.
Who gave him access to a computer?
That's the problem with The Matrix. Yeah, they give the wrong people the wrong access to computers. Jeremy is prime example of why The Matrix failed.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, always
it's part of the review.
It's part of the
review.
Last person you always get. Oh, shit.
The Matrix sucks. Reloaded, and the last one, what was it? Reconciliation or something?
Burning Man?
Resolutions.
In a cave?
Rebooted.
Revolutions.
Yeah, just one. One resolution.
Matrix Revolutions.
What?
Revolution. Not resolution. You're going New Year's Eve.
Revolution.
Revolution.
All right.
Matrix Resolutions.
No.
Oh, yeah, they do resolve it. That's why. Got it.
No, but then they unresolve it.
Yep, that's why it's resurrection. So they're very clever with these titles.
Wait.
Yeah.
Resolutions.
Everything.
Revolutions. Regulations.
Regulations. What was the last
one? Resurrections.
It might be. I mean, like the way that the Matrix really is, especially after what I've seen of the fourth one. Yeah, it might. Okay. The first one, the Matrix was so, it was like nothing we've ever seen before. It was the multiverse before the multiverse. It was everything that we were like, oh my God, this can open
up. It's like when computers went to a GUI system.
It's like when Ryan was doing his review.
Yeah. It's like,
it's just like a GUI system.
It's like a GUI. It's like when you went from DOS to GUI. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
yeah, I knew.
How would you rate the movies in order?
The first one is definitely watch it. It's 5 out of 7 perfect score.
Just definitely watch it.
And then the other two, don't waste your time.
You know what I suggest?
Just don't watch them.
You watch the recap on YouTube and it explains everything, actually in greater detail than what I picked up watching the films.
Why did you not send that to me?
I just told you. Verbally, I told you.
I asked you.
What's
for that.
The watching order?
You would have saved me 4 days of my life.
That's what I did. Oh, sorry.
So, GUI system. It was all Chinese, too, by the way. Did you notice all the Matrix code was Chinese? It wasn't, like, special characters. Yeah. Just Chinese going down.
I thought it was, like, ones and zeros.
That's no. Japanese.
Always, forever and ever?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Even the original Matrix?
Yep.
Yeah.
Were they ones and zeros in Chinese?
Yep.
I don't know.
It was Japanese, actually. Jeremy's right.
In the multiverse, though.
It's Chinese.
Assuming Keanu Reeves is the main actor.
Okay.
What's the watching order for the Matrix? Starting at?
Animatrix.
No.
Then 4. Then Point Matrix. No. Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yep.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
What about the Lake House?
The Lake House. And then the Matrix.
Holy shit. Keanu Reeves is the originator of the multiverse. He truly is.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're just learning this?
No, I watched the Matrix. I watched all the Matrix, but I realize his...
But you just watched the Matrix. That's the problem.
Yeah, you got to watch his other work to make sure that... See, look, Peter's looking up Chinese code now.
Well, I was just looking at it. Yeah, there is some, and there's also like numbers,
not
too.
In the movie. Hmm? Not in the opening and ending credits.
Did you look at every single piece of code?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just stick to your guns and Peter will back down.
Yeah, I can't fight that.
That was one thing I really pointed out. I was like, wow, they just like gave up halfway through on the series.
Wait, it's Chinese and not Japanese?
It's Japanese.
This one thing says the iconic green code in the Matrix is just sushi recipes. I like to believe that. That's fun.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You read that?
Yep.
I've
been in Japan. I know what that meant.
You're like, this is just the Matrix code. What am I looking at?
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me, sir. Can you read this Matrix code for me?
It's in the wrong direction, and it's not green.
That's a $500 bill right there.
No shit. All right. The first one, definitely watch it. It changes the way that you think about movies. It's like the epitome of movies. Like,
but did it change your life?
Now, after this episode,
why? Because
we have multiverse.
But did you take the red pill?
I take blue pills.
What color are your pills, Peter?
They're like a tannish color.
Oh, that's a good color.
Yeah,
Evan,
I don't wake me. Multivitamin.
Yeah, that's what I was describing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine's kind of orangish.
That's vitamin C. Mine's Adderall, so...
You got maybe the gummy ones?
Adderall's taking me out of the Matrix.
I don't trust gummies.
That's what
too much THC.
They're delicious.
So...
Yeah, but you ever try playing poker on those?
Yes.
Does not work well.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. All right, back to your review.
All right.
Jeez, Evan, stop interrupting him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's the second one? Matrix Reloaded?
Fault. Yeah.
That was just like fan service. It was like, how much like action pack can we put in a movie? That's all I got out of it. I got no true fucking story out of that.
There is a lot.
Really?
From watching my 10-minute video on all of them, that was the one I kept on getting confused by because I thought that was the end of the movie where he meets the maker.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, and you have that long, drawn-out scene where he explains everything about the Matrix.
Which was really confusing, right?
Yeah, because Keanu Reeves keeps on interrupting him, just as you have.
Oh, yeah.
And,
let me tell you what it means.
And then they go into the third one, where the third one...
No, but hang on!
Yeah.
Is the Animatrix. Like, really, that sets up the whole thing, which I totally, like, I did not get.
Failure.
No. So, during the Maker, they pretty much explain, like, you can restart the Matrix and everything goes back to normal, or you can decide to be like, fuck it all up and just keep on going down the path and we'll fight. And that's how Reloaded 2 ends. And so it's all based off of love. And so he decides to be like, fuck you, Maker. I'm not going to restart this shit.
Reloaded 2?
No.
Revelations.
Oh, okay.
So that's how Revelations begins, is that he makes the decision as Reloaded to not restart the Matrix. He changes the path because basically he says there's been other Neos and everything, other people, other ones, and they come and they, four of them? Or are you talking about the fourth one?
Fourth one.
Well, but this is all related. I have watched the video.
I watched the movies.
I'm going to review the video right now.
Step aside, Ryan.
It was like from like Collider or something. And they did a really good job. And I was blown away because most of the shit they talked about, I was like, wait, that happened? Like, I can't.
It's forgettable. Everything about it's forgettable.
It's forgettable because it's confusing. Like, I did not understand.
The trilogy is trying to put all this like brain, like this thought provoking, like brain fuck mindery.
Because it's trying to be about like machines and like coding and stuff.
But what they're trying to throw in there is some action packed movie in the middle of it. And so, it doesn't need to be an action packed movie.
Do you know really what it's about?
Kung Fu in the Multiverse.
Yes.
No.
Brain stuff.
It's about changing your identity.
AI.
No.
Morality.
No.
Are you guys done?
Yes.
No.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Love.
Love
is the reason. And it started in the first one, which is crazy. Well, that makes
sense because Keanu Reeves, the entire time, like the reason he progresses through the trilogy
he
loves Morpheus.
No, he wanted to save Trinity. Like, his entire goal was to save Trinity.
But also, where did he get that thought?
Because he followed the White Rabbit.
From the Oracle. And so it's fucking it's a brain fuck. It fucked my brain.
Well, so does love.
Yeah.
Like when you find love, it fucks your brain.
It does. And I didn't realize that's what was going on the first time I watched these films. And probably the second time, because I know I watched them twice.
And then I have a question.
Yes.
So say you're in the Matrix, right? And you fall in love with someone. You have a wife.
Uh-huh.
You have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What is the baby?
Code. It's all code.
It's not a real baby?
No.
Ooh.
It's a spawn.
Maybe.
That's why they call them spawns.
What if in like the actual universe, not in the Matrix, they take your sperm and implant it in someone and make babies?
But in the Matrix,
they have to be
marry somebody
they do.
In the Matrix
they do.
And you have a baby, it's not a real human being.
The babies are made by the Matrix.
Has anybody ever thought of that?
No, dude, you guys gotta. What I've seen of the fourth one, like, yes, it does kind of explain that.
Well, but
are you serious?
They did that in the first one. They said they would make
it. Wasn't in your 10 minute video? I thought you were reviewing this.
It explains
where babies come from
in the Matrix.
Not in a way how the babies are, but how a coded individual can be real.
In the Matrix.
But not real.
In the Matrix to be a real thing.
They never explained that in the first three movies.
Well, the whole thing was teaching machines how to love. Seriously. They went into that in the 10-minute video. Like, okay, they talked about how, like, a program's made a baby, natural.
With your interjecting experience there,
I can tell you all about the Matrix.
The third one doesn't fucking matter. Like the way
it does.
No, Dude, it turns into an Alien / Star Wars / fucking Avatar type movie that doesn't fucking explain anything.
So let me tell you what happens in the third one.
I just did.
No, you did not.
It's literally the last Airbender.
So yes, it sucks.
In the third one, so they started this whole thing, and there's not going to be peace between the machines, the Matrix, and the humans. They basically were like, we're going to destroy the fuck cave, the orgy cave. And Keanu Reeves goes and says, because Agent Smith has overtaken the Smith. They have a program that's not doing what it's actually supposed to be programmed to do. Actually, it's kind of doing that, but to a scale that they didn't want to. It's taking over the Matrix. It's copying itself over and over and over again. It's a virus.
It's like what code does.
Yeah, well, a virus does.
Well, actual code does too. AI does as well.
Well, that's because it's thinking. It's trying to make new stuff. But
it doesn't have to be a virus.
Well, let's stick to movie land.
Did you fuck it? Okay, so Keanu Reeves, Neo, says, I can help you. I can defeat Agent Smith, the virus. Evan, don't fall asleep.
I have to. I'm sorry.
Evan's falling asleep. Ryan just hit the microphone. Dude,
how are you making a 10-minute video?
Well, anyway, Ryan reviewed The Matrix. Moving on. Recommendation.
I'm telling you, I didn't know half this shit when I watched this video.
Can you just link the video to the recommendation?
No, I'm going to talk about the video.
Link in the comment section.
So he makes a peace treaty with the machines. Basically, hey, I will handle your issue, yes, as long as it's you don't face. Go it's kill like the Zordon. Orgy cave.
Zordon's like, how can you stop us?
And yeah,
like,
I got yeah. this. Don't and so he it. Goes and does it, and you know how he stops fucking Agent Smith?
He fucks Trinity.
No. Trinity dies.
Yeah.
And then
wow.
he's
spoiler alert.
It's like 13,000 yeah, years ago.
He sacrifices his
eyes. I feel like this
eyes.
Is all, it's important information to go see the fourth one. I'm helping everyone.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
But then
it's
he
not
becomes
spoiling,
Jesus.
It's helping.
It's also in the video I watched.
End of story.
Because I forgot they died.
Trinity's died in every movie.
Yeah, and then he always saves her. So, so he has to sacrifice Neo's. Dude, you guys are riveted. This is great. he sacrifices himself because Agent Smith just wants to copy himself, and he starts copying Neo. But then Neo's like, I don't know, like maybe like the source code or something, and he just makes it all better and destroys Agent Smith. Which doesn't make sense because Agent Smith is back in the resurrection. Everything's resurrected. Doesn't make sense.
Well, he looks different.
So, well, of course, because they couldn't
get... Because the code's different.
Well, and also they couldn't get Hugo Weaving. He's like, no, fuck you. I'm
they should have used
I
some
died. I died. I'm not coming back. That's what Morpheus said, too.
Wrap it up. I got to pee.
Oh.
On my review.
And yeah, so he dies and saves everything, and he continues on. And now the machines, at least part of them, they have learned how to love. And that's the moral of the story.
So, moral of the story is
love.
The Wachowskis change their genders, love. And they love it. And yes. Watch Matrix 4 to get the recap of it. But the third one's
do they they recap everything?
Kind of, yeah. Oh.
And Santa comes every year, but Jesus only came once.
All right, guys. I think you understood what Ryan was putting down and what I put down for The Matrix. Go watch that 10-minute clip, and you can watch all those movies in 10 minutes. It's awesome.
Yeah, just watch the first one because it's fun. It's action-packed. The second one is a lot of eye candy, and the third one is just a waste of your time. I agree with Peter. Watch the 10-minute recap that he never sent me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes!
That's the wrong one.